IBM Podcast.
Welcome to a special series of Rational Talks to You podcast, focusing on Innovate 2011, the premier conference for software and systems innovation. I'm Angelique Matheny with IBM. In each of these Innovate episodes, we'll be highlighting a different content stream by having short conversations with the track owners. Today, we'll be focusing on the software and systems innovation stream. This stream will explore how organizations can address a variety of challenges, helping decision makers become more nimble, effective, and competitive in their organization and across their industry. Track owner Anne-Marie Stenglein, Market Manager for Financial Services, joins us to share a little bit about the Smarter Industry Solutions track. Joining Anne-Marie is Systems Engineering track owner Steve Schoaf, Market Manager for Systems Engineering. Hi, Steve. Hi, Anne-Marie. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Angelique.
Hi, Angelique.
Steve and Anne-Marie, we're excited about this year's conference, as always. It's going to be held in Orlando, Florida, on June 5th through June 9th. So let's just jump right in. Steve, we'll start with you. Can you tell me a little bit about the Systems Engineering track at Innovate?
Sure. The Systems Engineering track is focused on leveraging the discipline of systems engineering to help manage the development of software-intensive products and product lines and systems. These products are often referred to as smarter products because of the level of intelligence that's embedded within them due largely to the amount of software. So if people that come to this track will hear from experienced IBM experts and customers who have implemented systems engineers, and they'll talk about the tools and methods and best practices that can be used to deliver smarter products, faster, higher quality as well. So it focuses on integration of engineering disciplines, alignment of business and engineering objectives, making sure that what you do in terms of development supports what you're trying to do as a business, and on systems of systems, which is kind of illustrative of the complexity that can exist when you create a smarter product that is comprised of many different systems, all of which have to come together and work together. So the targeted attendees for the track are systems engineers and product development executives, engineering executives, embedded software and systems developers, and other stakeholders all concerned with developing products and systems.
Anne-Marie, what can you tell us about the Smarter Industry Solutions track?
From an industry-by-industry perspective, our Smarter Industry Solutions track at Innovate is going to explore how organizations are actually leveraging the software and systems delivery, and they're helping to differentiate themselves in their competitive market. As well, we'll talk a little bit about discuss with them how to comply with industry-specific regulations and standards and how to actually optimize limited resources that they have, especially in today's environment. Ultimately, at the end or throughout the conference, we want to help them to understand how to build a smarter planet. As well, we're going to have experts from various different industries covering electronics, energy and utilities, banking and financial markets, insurance, aerospace and defense, automotive, communication service providers, government, both federal and local, healthcare and life sciences, and more. Hopefully, we'll bring these folks in to share their unique insights and best practices and help to relate their experiences and how they solved their real-world experience or their real-world issues or problems that they're running into in their respective industries.
Steve, can you highlight some of the key sessions or speakers you're particularly excited about?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a couple of panel sessions that we're running in the systems engineering track. One is on the integration of ALM and PLM. And this is an interesting topic because these domains, if you will, have sort of been separate in the past, and a lot of companies struggle to bring their software development in line with their mechanical and electrical engineering disciplines. In another panel session, we are focusing on model-based systems engineering. So we've got some industry experts and customers participating on these panel sessions. And we've got a lot of great customers speaking, including General Motors, who have used IBM Rational Tools in development of the Chevy Volt, and Israel Aerospace, from the aerospace and defense side of things. From electronics, we have LG coming, and there are a whole host of other customers representing a variety of industries.
Emery?
Well, I'm very excited to hear from all of our speakers, of course. And in particular, I want to call out that the Smarter Industry Solutions track is playing host to speakers from various different customers, customers such as IBM Global Business Services, Nationwide Insurance, Caixa Economica Federal, JTEC Corporation, the Regional Municipality of Peel, as well as many others. As well, the Smarter Industry Solutions track is also going to be host to a panel discussion. Very excited to bring along a panelist from Accord around the insurance standards and a panelist from AAA of Northern California, Nevada, and Utah.
Oh, that's fantastic, both of you. It's very exciting stuff. You're right. My last question today, Steve, anything new this year we'd like to tell us about?
Well, absolutely. This year we have a higher degree of focus on systems engineering than we've ever had in the past at Innovate. In fact, we've never had a dedicated systems engineering track until this year. And so we've got 17 breakout sessions focused specifically on systems engineering. And across 14 other tracks within the conference, there are over 90 systems-related presentations that are being conducted. We've got a systems main tent presentation that'll be new for this year, as well as sessions in the executive summit dedicated to systems and systems engineering. So we're really excited to see the focus on systems engineering at Innovate this year.
And what about you, Emery?
I just want to note, I guess, that the Smarter Industry Solutions track is new this year. So we're very excited to host our industry clients and to bring different perspectives from the industry world that we have across various different industries, covering 11-plus industries within that track, over 16 sessions. And as well, I guess I want to kind of plug the agenda builder that we actually have industry on the agenda builder this year as a choice, and so they can go build themselves an industry-specific roadmap.
And the agenda builder is open already, I hear, so that's good stuff. Emery and Steve, thank you so much for sharing your time today. We're all looking forward to this year's conference and looking forward to seeing you there as well.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. My pleasure.
That was Rational Steve Schoaf and Anne-Marie Stengline talking about the Software and Systems Innovation Stream at this year's Innovate 2011 conference. To share this podcast with your colleagues, or if you're interested in more podcasts like this one, including the rest of the series, check out the Rational Talks to You podcast page at www.ibm.com/rational/podcast. We'll post a link to the Innovate 2011 homepage to get you started. Be sure and check it out today. This has been an IBM podcast. I'm Angelique Matheny. Thanks for listening. Keep tuning in as Rational Talks to You.
IBM Podcast.